Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grow Siouxland. This is Christy McManamy filling in for Mr. Chris McGowan on this Saturday morning, and we're excited for the show that we have here today. We are broadcasting right here on 1360 KSEJ or 94.9 FM. And a big shout out to Justin Barker, our producer in the studio this morning on this Saturday morning. And a big thank you also to our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Our guest this morning is Emily Vollmer of Rooted Boutique. And I'm excited to talk to Emily this morning because she's got a great event coming up, a Galentine's Day event. And so good morning, Emily. Thanks for joining us on Grow Siouxland.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to talk about the business, Rooted Boutique, a wonderful boutique in downtown Sioux City. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about that. But first, what we do oftentimes is we kind of go back to the beginning of things before we talk about business and your event that's going on. We talk about you because we want to get to know you, the business owner. So tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I'm from Holstein, Iowa, about 40 minutes east of Sioux City. I grew up there with my parents. They ran a GM car dealership ever since I was young. So I grew up in the world of entrepreneurship and small business ownership. Small high school, participated in all the things.
So when you say all the things.
All the things means being a Friday night football games, being a cheerleader and part of the marching band at
awesome.
The same time.
What'd you play?
Oh, I played the baritone, which is kind of an unlikely instrument for a female, but we were joking earlier, I like being a V as a Vollmer and being the back row in a band because you can always run just a little bit late back there.
I love it. Yes, the band directors don't know when you're sneaking
they
in the backside,
know.
Right?
They don't know. Yes. No, it was Holstein's a great little town that really supports their businesses. And I saw Holstein support my parents' business and give us a nice life. My parents live six houses down from their business. So I really grew up understanding what goes into a small business and how it takes a community to support it for it to survive.
And so when you're talking about that growing up in a family business, like what kind of lessons, did you get from your folks?
I always really understanding how fast things can change. Money can come and go real fast in a small business. We always joked that we knew how Vollmer Motors was going on Saturday mornings if we got to get Casey's Donuts or not.
Funny.
It could change very fast. So I've had many highs and lows over the last eight, nine years of running the business of my own business. And in those times where, you know, your nerves can get the best of you and things are not looking good, looking back on watching my parents weather those storms has really helped me understand just keep working as your hardest. A small business is what you put into it, and the harder your work, the more opportunity you have to make it successful. And so I definitely learned that. I have a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old daughters, and they work with me sometimes on Saturdays, and they were with me this Saturday at the store. And they were kind of being a little complainy about it. And I said, you are so lucky to get to work at Rooted Boutique, unpackaging clothes, talking about clothes, steaming, doing all these fun things. I had to wash cars on Saturday morning. Even when it was negative 10 degrees outside, my hands were freezing and I was using a chamois and a mitt and a power washer. So I learned everything from washing cars there to inventory, warranty submission. And then really in my later life, when I worked for them out of college, I learned a lot of the small business accounting, and that has been really useful in my role now as a business owner.
Yeah. And so we'll circle back around on that, but you brought up going to college. So tell us what you did after graduating from Holstein High School.
I went to Iowa State University and I went into their business marketing program. I really wanted to go into the fashion design school, but my dad really wasn't a fan of that. And he was really right. My knowledge about clothes and fashion is just something that I just have inherently in me. And the business marketing I use all day, every day. So I graduated from Iowa State. And then I worked for Kohl's department store right out of college. I was in Des Moines, based out of a store in Des Moines, but then also was doing their training manager and training program in Milwaukee. So I spent a lot of time in Milwaukee at their corporate office and really learned a lot about retail. Had no idea what I was going to use it for one day. But so the building blocks were really being made in my youth, even though I didn't know what they were for long term.
You found your interest.
Yes.
And you sought it out in college.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to follow that up just again, but we want to remind the folks that they are listening to 1360 KSCJ 94.9 FM. This is Christy McManamy filling in for Chris McGowan today on Grow Siouxland. And our guest this morning is Emily Vollmer, the owner of Rooted Boutique in Sioux City and Okoboji.
Yes, actually
well.
Spirit Lake.
Spirit Lake.
I call it Okoboji sometimes too, but we're on Hill Avenue, downtown Spirit Lake. They have a great little downtown. So, and they're open more year round. So we decided to put the store in Spirit Lake versus Okoboji.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Okay. I want to take a step. You graduate from college.
Yes.
And are there plans for you to go into the car business?
Absolutely. Yes. I ended up moving back to Holstein after a few years of working with Kohl's in Des Moines. And then I actually got to open a new Kohl's store in Omaha, which again, didn't know how beneficial that was going to be later on in my life, opening new stores. But yes, I moved back to Holstein and I started a family there and I started working with my parents full time. And they trained me on everything that they were doing. My mom really wanted to retire. My parents ran the business together. My mom really wanted to retire. I was her golden ticket. And I really decided that I didn't love it after a few years of doing it. And it was a generational car dealership. I had two sisters. My dad also had a sister. So it really was mine to do. And it was hard telling my parents I didn't want the business. And it was hard for them too. Luckily, they did sell the business and they did get to retire, but it did lose the Vollmer Motors name, which is hard for us all, my sisters and I, to come back and see a different name on that business. But my parents are very happy that we all do something that we love now. And actually, they think that the car business was maybe a little too stressful now that they're out of it. They're like, I think maybe you dodged a bullet on this one.
Yeah. So just ask a leadership lesson out of that. Mm-hmm. What did you learn? Because people always talk about find your passion, find something you love, you know, but everybody tries to figure out what that is. Really?
Yeah, it's easy to say and very hard to do for sure. So living in Holstein, when I was there, I had a lot of friends moving back with their professional degrees, you know, in education, in law, in the medical field. And Holstein's a small town, 1,500 people, with nowhere to shop for clothes, professional clothes. Most of my girlfriends who had full-time jobs, professional jobs, you know, need to look nice for work. And they were ordering Stitch Fix just because, you know, the closest place to shop was two hours away or whatever. And they were ordering Stitch Fix, which if you don't know, it's just like a monthly box of clothes that you get and you can choose what you keep and send back what you don't like. And I saw my friends keeping things they didn't necessarily like just out of necessity. They just really needed clothes. And I said, why are we doing this? Let's not do this. And then through my own few moments of panic of needing an outfit or whatever and not being able to find something, I started Rudy Boutique actually just out of my house and went to market for the first time in Chicago by myself, navigated that, drove my big old Yukon to Chicago. Oh, downtown. They charged me for two parking spots because apparently it's a truck.
Too big.
Too big
in the Chicago spots. Yep.
And anyway, so I walked into my first market in Chicago and just really not knowing what I was doing or where it was going. But I had some really great vendors kind of give me the lay of the land. I didn't order at that time. I came back to Holstein, was talking it over with my mom. And who is, you know, she said, let me remind you how we've always raised you girls. I have two sisters. And she said, do what you love and the money will follow. And she's like, and at that time, she was really influential in restoring the Holstein movie theater downtown.
Okay. Yep.
And a job that, you know, many people thought was impossible to do in such a small town. She was doing that. She said, look it, we can do things. We can do things if we put our minds to them. And if you have an idea, she was very supportive. And so I started the business out of my attic in my house. And my kids would answer the front door. They were toddlers and, you know, young at that time. And they would lead them up to the third floor of my house, and girls would shop. And we also created a great community that has been brought through the business today, and really the foundation of it all.
A true entrepreneur story.
I mean,
I love that.
I didn't even know it at the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to learn more about that and how you started a storefront and then the transition to Sioux City. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm visiting with Emily Vollmer, the owner of Rooted Boutique in Sioux City. She's got a great event coming up here for Galentine's Day. And so we're going to talk about a little bit more of that after the break. You're listening to 1360 AM KSCJ 94.9 FM. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Sioux Land? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Sioux Land. Speak with Chris Bogenreve, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Sioux Land. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. This is Christy McManamy filling in for Mr. Chris McGowan here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on 1360 KSEJ 94.9 FM. Once again, big thank you to JB back at the studios at KSCJ for helping us here today. Our guest this morning is Emily Vollmer, the owner of Rooted Boutique in downtown Sioux City. And she was just telling us the story about how she started this business as an entrepreneur in her house. Then you decided to do a storefront in Holstein, and then a few years later moved to Sioux City.
Yes, correct. Well, there was a little mobile boutique that was happening right after the house. I had a snowmobile trailer, turned it into a little mobile boutique that we took to farmers markets and different events and different, you know, I had friends in Minneapolis and Omaha and Des Moines, and we would take this trailer with a fitting room to various different places. And so we did that for about 6 months. And then bought a building in Sioux City or in Holstein and had a brick and mortar store there. And that was a really great transition for me from the work of hauling clothes around and having people in my house and making sure that things were vacuumed and looked nice and my kids had appropriate clothes on and all that stuff.
When people show up at the door and
yes.
I'd like to try that on.
And it's so, it was such a strange thing and people reacted so positively to it. I still give the customers a 10% off discount in my business today who shopped with me in my attic because I was like, you went with me on this really crazy idea. And I'm so thankful for that. So yes, moved into a store downtown Holstein. A couple years later, someone brought the Warrior Restoration Project to my attention. I think it was during the pandemic, 2020, which is kind of a strange time to expand a business. But I did have one of my very close high school or college students that was helping me part-time. She graduated from Iowa State, Afton. She graduated from Iowa State during 2020. She was back in Holstein because she couldn't get a job with the pandemic going on. Yeah,
yep.
She was ready to move to Texas, I believe. And I said, well, why don't you just work with me for a little bit? And when this all goes away, then I understand that you'll leave. You don't want to be in Holstein. I get it. And so she came with me to Sioux City. We looked at the space. Both instantly, our eyes started sparkling and our heads started dreaming. And we knew the Warrior aesthetics and vibe and clientele was a great match for the business brand that we were starting to create and could visualize. So she committed a year to me and moved to Sioux City, actually rented an apartment above the store.
Oh, cool.
So she got to live in the Warrior apartments for a couple of years, which was really cool. She would go weeks at a time without leaving the building. Anyway, so she took a chance on the business and her life, and she moved, and I ran the Holstein store. She ran the Sioux City store. Eventually, we decided to close the Holstein store as I moved to Sioux City to be closer to that. And so for a while, we just had the Sioux City store.
And it's been 5 years now.
Yes.
It's 5 years now. And if you haven't been in the store, you're missing out because it's not only is it a beautiful space, but you have beautiful items in there.
Thank you.
Lots of things. And you have items for men and women.
Yes.
And I love the fact that if you walk in and go, help me out. That's what your staff does. So tell us about what you offer.
Well, we do. We have men's. About a quarter of our store is menswear. We carry a lot of more of a business line of menswear. Mizzen and Main and Seven Diamonds are really great collared dress shirts. We do some blazers, nice denim, and then some casual tennis shoes. The remainder of the store is women's. I would say it's contemporary. I would call it contemporary style. We have three different price points. We like to say good, better, best price points in the store. We carry a Steve Madden line more for the juniors. I like to say we've got, right now we have a blazer, a navy blazer in three different price points in the store. A $58 navy blazer, Steve Madden, a $98 Liverpool blazer for working professionals. And then our high-end brand, Joseph Ribkoff, is probably more in that $200 range. So we try, with the amount of space that we have, we try and buy clothes for any girls ranged 18, you know, to seniors. We style girls for their homecoming dances, not homecoming dances, sorry, their graduation pictures, their senior photos, all the way up to if you're the grandmother of the bride, which when we tell our vendors that at market, they kind of laugh and they say that's too far of a span of age and style. And we work really hard to curate a collection that you can come in and shop with your granddaughter, your mom, and your grandmother.
And find something.
And find something.
And
yes,
find something.
Yes. We also carry a really unique line of Brazilian jewelry. We have one of the girls that works with us. Her name is Ray, and she's a flight attendant out of Galva, Iowa. And she's in Brazil a couple times a month. She buys stones there and then makes her own collection that's just in our store of Brazilian semi-precious jewels and druzies. And then we also carry shoes. Sam Edelman, Dolce Vita are our big brands, and anywhere from a tennis shoe to a sexy pump we've got at the store.
I love it. I love it. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on 1360 AM KSCJ 1994, or I should say 94.9 FM. This is Christy McManamy, and I am talking with Emily Vollmer, who is the owner of Rooted Boutique in downtown Sioux City. And I love all the, if you walk in the store, you can just tell that you have a passion for what you do, and you have a passion for helping people who walk in. And so if you're walking in for yourself, that's one thing, or you're walking in for a gift, or even if you're a guy walking in the store and I need to get something for my wife or my girlfriend, don't be intimidated. You're going to find yourself at home.
Yes. We live for that moment when a guy or girl walks in and you know, says, I have this event coming up, or I'm doing a marketing photo shoot and this is what they told me I'm supposed to wear. My absolute favorite is when men walk in and they just look at me and they say, my wife told me to come here and talk to you.
I love it. I love it.
And I'll say, okay. And I'll ask them a few questions and hold up a few options. And they'll just look at me with just like these innocent eyes and say, whatever you think my wife will like. I'm like, I got you and I got your wife right now. And really our clients, once they've come in and experienced our items and our customer service, we usually don't lose them, because they oftentimes will get compliments on what they're wearing, or they'll get some photos back that they photoed. You know, we are very well aware that many women have had their colors done.
Yes.
So we work with color swatches and different body types. We try not to give people clothes that are too out of their box, but we also want to still be entertaining,
yes,
and progressive, but also very realistic to our Northwest Iowa lifestyle. Anthropologie is one of my favorite brands. I like to go there for inspiration, but in the store, we like to tone it down a notch.
So let's talk about this great event that you have coming up on February 12th. It's a Galentine's Day event.
Yes.
And if you haven't been to one of these events at the store, you're missing out because they're fun. So tell us what you have in plan.
Truly, we have really fun parties at Rudy Boutique. It's so fun to be downtown, especially at night with the Orpheum lights kind of twinkling. And so this party that we're having this Thursday night is from 5 to 8 p.m. It's in the store. We're doing a fashion show. So we've got about 8 models going to be walking about 3 different looks a piece. It's going to be really casual. We'll have cocktail tables set up, free drinks and small bites. No Filters Aesthetics is also going to be there. My good friend, Angie Schwabe, it's her business, and she's going to be offering consultations and different services that evening. And really, it's just a gift to all of our clients who we truly love and appreciate, especially coming out of the holiday season. And it's just a thank you to say, come, let us take care of you for a little bit tonight and have fun with your girlfriends and do some shopping and just have some fun.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Take a moment. Take a moment
yes.
with your friends or family members and just come and relax and enjoy.
And really, that's what we want people to feel every day when they walk in the store yeah. is we've got you for right now. We're going to hand you something to drink, take your coat, take care of you. The world's hard right now. Yeah. And when you come into the store, we want you to be able to sit down on the couch, have a conversation. If you want to shop for clothes, we can do that too. But we just want to be a place of community and really promoting just a positive body image for women. And there's no greater asset of a woman with confidence than confidence. And we try and do that through clothes at Rudy Boutique.
Absolutely. So we want to remind folks again, this is coming up February 12th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
In the store, you're located right across the street from the Orpheum Theater.
Yes. And there is parking behind the store too in the Warrior parking lot. And, 5 to 8 p.m., free drinks and bites, and fashion show will start around 6 o'clock.
Around 6 o'clock. So yes. You can come for a little or stay for the full thing,
yeah.
but you want to be there for the fashion show because that's always fun
it
as well.
It is always fun, yes.
And in any parting words, you do gift cards, things like that as well.
Oh, yes. Valentine's is coming up. I don't really know a guy or a girl that wouldn't appreciate a Valentine's gift card for a gift. And also just we can help pick out presents too.
Wonderful, wonderful. Once again, our guest this morning, Emily Vollmer of Rooted Boutique. She's the owner. We appreciate your time here today. And thank you for listening to Grow Siouxland. Have a great day.